Welcome to Michigan Ice Guys, podcasting to help you fish hard water better.
Hey guys, it's the MI Ice Guys. We're having a couple of beers getting ready for deer camp, and we thought we'd record us an episode about what's new and what's exciting for us, what we've been doing, and how we're planning to get this season going. We've got a full house, all four microphones all lit up tonight in the studio. Brand new guest down here, Anthony. Anthony, they drug him in off the river today, so he's got some fresh attitude about things over there. He's been hanging out with Schaub all day. You know, Chad Schaub, our world ice fishing champion here. You know, great celebrity that you all know. But his buddy Anthony is also one of the guys that's in on that. And this year, they're taking our good and well-known buddy Steph along to be the eyes and ears, because he's taller than both of them, and I guess that means he can see over the crowd. We'll see how he does with those Finlanders over there as they get to Finland. But we're in the studio, and we're here to talk about what's new, what's got us excited, and what's going on. Now, fall has been like a racetrack. We had our summer this year, and our summer was not as hot as it always has been, but Steph bought a new toy this summer.
Yeah, I got me one of those Polar Craft boats with the Lowrance side scan imaging, down scan imaging. So we had a little fun at Reed's Lake.
Yeah, Steph went out and he spent a lot of beer money to go get a hell of a nice boat. And we decided it was going to be a fun day to screw off one day and burn one of his vacation days he needed to burn, or they were going to take it away. And I said, you know, I'm sick of the brewery, so let's go. And we mapped out Reed's Lake. Oh, my God. The stuff we found in there, things, we are going to be one-hole wizards. We're going to walk to a hole, drill a hole, get our limit, and just call it good. We'll be back drinking beer and nothing flat, and that's great. Now, Chad, Anthony, you guys been doing your little scouting up north?
Been too busy on the river, I think.
Oh, on the river, man. Tell me you got Rocky out looking.
Nobody.
Nobody. All right. So, you know,
somebody's going to have to help me out.
Blind guys up there on the river.
I'll just have to drill a lot of holes.
But for those of you guys, you know, we're not in hard water yet. If you haven't winterized the boat, it may be a really cool idea to go out there and see what you can find, least, document it.
At least find your weed edges and your drop offs.
Weed edges and drop offs.
Find save the green weeds.
Find the fresh weeds. Yeah.
It'll save you some time.
Well, Steph and I, we were out there and we were tagging it up on our Navionics app. Now, if you guys are regular listeners, you know that we really like the Navionics app. And it's been a lot of fun finding out some things. We learned so much about this lake that we went and pursued here in Grand Rapids. We found structure. We found ships. We found an old water intake line. Structure that fish are just going to be wrapped around. And those are all great places that you can plan on, you can document with the modern GPS on your phone. I'm looking around the room, and everybody except Schaub has a pretty modern phone. Schaub's is, you know, always kind of an antique. Oh, my God, he got something.
And it's fancy now. It's purple.
It's purple.
It is purple.
Does that catch more fish, a purple?
It does.
I don't know. I got a text message, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, good.
Find out.
It's probably from his wife. Time are you going to be home? But anyway, guys, documenting up what's going on out there. Now, Chad, you mentioned weed edges. What's the most important thing to find out there?
I'd be looking for the green weeds, probably the cabbage weed. Closer to the drop-offs would be what I'd key in on. The drop-off edge to the greenest weed would probably be where I'd start.
Anthony, what's your favorite?
It depends on the lake, really.
Yeah, that's educational. Come on, spill something for these guys.
Well, I mean, if it's a basin fish, I'll start out there, you know, try to find some sort of structure that's holding some fish. Maybe some deep weeds.
Deep weeds.
Yeah, it's kind of like what we found. We found deep structure that will hold fish, and it was holding fish. Deep water was holding some pockets of fish, and so was some of the structure. So that's something to remember come opening on ice fishing.
We actually even found some springs that were holding some bait balls, which, you know, I mean, that's going to bring them in. So getting to know your lake is going to be a big thing. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're one of our many friends that has a pontoon boat, lake out front, get to go roam around all the time, spend a little time here before you ratchet that thing up on shore and do a little documenting. That way, when you're going to go hide from the wife out there on the ice, you can actually get some fish.
Well, the fish will be probably fairly close this time of year to what they're going to be doing in the winter. They're probably starting to go into their wintering water.
Definitely should be.
Yeah, they should be moving right up in there.
So, I mean, even if you just want to go use the fish finder in the boat.
Or the aqua view.
Yep. Just graph some fish and throw some waypoints. It could help you out a lot.
That was the damn thing we forgot. It was the damn camera.
Yep.
But we had a really great time, and we documented a lot when we were out there.
Remarkable what we saw on the side scan and how we could run right alongside it and track it to the end and just see what that was all about. The underwater structure or maybe an old dock or whatever might have serviced one of those old steam ships that they used to do tours on out there.
Oh, yeah. I think everybody's going to be following us around Reed's Lake this year. We'll wait and see what Niffin did.
They drill a lot of holes.
They drill a lot of holes, yeah.
That they do.
And then we're waiting for that side scan flasher. It's coming. It's coming.
People have them set up on their little Gins packs. They got that 1187 on there, 997, whatever from Hummingbird.
Lawrence has them.
Oh, yeah. The 587.
With the downscan imaging?
They use the big ones.
Oh, they're using the big ones?
Yeah. Mount them to their quads or to the Gins packs. I've seen 360 imaging on quads, just to let you know.
You haven't got that for me yet. What the hell? You're holding out on me.
It looked like a lot of work and a lot of money.
A lot of money. That's the thing.
Well, it was a concoction to get it on there because it's got a big arm that has to go down, and it's a lot of work to get it going right.
Steph and I have never been afraid of building contraptions.
Nope.
And such. I mean, just look at our studio.
Oops.
You playing the guitar over there?
I moved my hand. I was going to touch the table. Bad idea.
Bad idea, yeah. For those of you listening there on the podcast, you know, we did some upgrades over the summer. We talked about those in the last episode, but Chad's just getting new on those, and it's scary.
I like to play with stuff.
Yeah, we're going to get him a little rubber ball or something like that. Well, guys, one of the things that we're going to talk about in the next segment is we're going to talk new stuff. There's a lot of exciting things. Steph brought the catalogs. Our buddies at K&E sent us a whole bunch of new stuff to look at and talk about. We've been scouring the websites. There's a lot of good information out there. There's a lot of new exciting things. There's some seminars coming up that you're going to want to be at and stuff. So when we come back, we're going to talk a lot of fun things about what's new and what you should be looking at buying. So we're the MI Ice Guys, podcasting on that hard water, talking about Michigan's greatest sport. Be right back.
Hey, remember to stop on out to miiceguys.com and report the ice thickness where you're fishing. Help us all out in knowing where there's safe ice. Check out the map online at miiceguys.com.
We're the MI Ice Guys. We're in the studio. We're drinking beer. We're talking ice fishing. We're dreaming of one hell of a season that's coming upon us. You can feel the chill in the air. You know that somewhere somebody's spotting skim ice.
It won't be long by the end of the week.
By the end of the week. We're going to be sitting in our deer stands going, oh, get a couple of them in the freezer so we can go fishing.
Well, today is what? November 11th.
November 11th, yes. Veterans Day. Happy to all veterans out there.
What day did you ice fish last year, Anthony?
November 28th was my first day on the ice last year.
How far north did you have to drive?
South.
South?
Yep. Nice little gem of a lake I got. Freezes up. It's below,
super secret.
Yeah, it's super secret. It's in a little spot over by that place, you know.
Now, I know those are the gems that everybody has.
It's just so small.
And, you know, if it's not a freaking private lake, I'd love for all of you that are listening to participate with our ice map on the MI Ice Guys. We've gone through the technical rigmarole of setting up a website with an ice map on it where you can select your county and then your lake and put in an ice thickness. I'm not asking you what's biting, what they're biting on, what your super secret is or anything like that, but is there safe ice? Because there's a lot of dads out there that like to take their kids out fishing. Safe ice is important knowledge.
Post the ice thicknesses and provides good knowledge for the other guys out there that when they want to take their family out fishing.
Yeah, and at the tail end of last year, I added a new link out there, and you can find it right there on the webpage. It's specifically formatted for mobile phones. So that when you're out there with your smartphone that, you know, I know all of you bought them so that you could track your deer cams. I know that's why most guys get them. But anyway, use it for the ice fishing as well. The GPS, and we've talked extensively about that, and we'll probably mention it again this year. But today, we're here to talk about the new Dream Toys.
And there's lots of them this year.
What are you dreaming of? Now, first and foremost, our good buddy Jack Horning down at Caney, he sent up an envelope, he sent emails, he sent everything. He says, boys, we got new toys. And we were looking at them. We dumped out the pile of them out here on the podcast table here, and there's some fun-looking stuff that they've got from K&E. K&E are kind of our hometown guys. They're just down here in Hastings, just south of Grand Rapids. They make some really good, affordable lures that Steph and I and Chad, we've all proven they're pretty durable little lures. And they're very easy to find. Whether you're going over to our buddies at Allen Bob's or you're going to one of the big shops.
Or even your mom and pop places up north carrying Scandia jigs from K&E.
Oh, the K&E reps are doing a good job getting those out there. And they're really a good one. One of the things that's exciting me is their new Diamond Tip series where they're putting a crystal in the head of a tungsten lure. And some of them, we were looking through the pile today, they've got some really interesting colors on them. The purple that we saw everybody go wild over last year.
Mm-hmm.
The bright chartreuses and stuff that Steph and I had great luck with. And then, Chad, what was that one you were getting the hard on over?
I kind of like the candy stripe.
Candy stripe, yeah.
The orange and pink candy stripe.
I think there's going to be some really good action off these new colors this year. We always enjoy switching it up a little bit. Gives you a little something to talk about at the bar as well. But, you know, Jack sent us those. He also sent us some new bigger lures, some of these spoons and what's this new one called here? The Glow Yukon Spoon. That looks fun. And he's also got the Shiners and a few of the other things. K&E keeps expanding their line. It's a pretty fun little outfit down there, and they're putting out some affordable things. I mean, you're not... What are those gold ones worth that you get from the world's, Chad? Are they $700 a piece for a lure or something?
Oh, no, we don't. I didn't get any of those, but most of our world stuff's about $4 a jig.
Yeah. And, you know, you start losing those when you're just an average guy or you're taking your kids out.
Oh, no, they don't get to use those.
Yeah. Well, you know, you got some stuff you'll let your kids. Oh, yeah. I've met your kids. Oh, yeah. I know they don't get the $4 lures.
No, nobody gets to use those, really.
Not even the dad.
Rocky doesn't even get them?
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
He loses so many jigs.
My dad loses more than anybody.
I don't know if he gives them away or just flat out loses them.
No, I think it's the knot tie ability, the drag, and the hook set combination. There's no drag. He sets the hook hard. And I don't know if he knows how to tie a knot.
And the midst of having to smoke a cigarette.
He must have learned from my brother Dale.
Oh, yeah, Dale.
Dale's another top 10 guy for losing jigs.
The infamous Dale knot.
Yeah, that's an overhand knot if you want to know what a Dale knot is.
You know, I got a bunch of old lead ones I'm just going to gift him.
Oh, I gifted him quite a few last year for him.
Yeah, he'll get those down, and there'll be lead poisoning in the fish.
That's the only way you can get them. They die from something else.
Scooping them up.
Well, I know he's afraid of thin ice. Oh, my God.
That's hilarious.
Get some crackle and pop going. That little fat guy runs.
He eats so little.
That's being nice.
But, you know, the other thing that they, Jack sent us a note about the new ice dippers. Now, if you guys are the ones that get into the big holes, you know, 8-10 inch holes and stuff.
Those are
not what us, yeah, well, you know, especially if Al's around. Our other buddy Al, he's a notorious for loving to drill 10-inch holes and then fall through one. But, you know, they came out with some big oversized dippers this year. And so if you guys are, you know, setting tip-up holes or whatever, and you need a big dipper, K&E came out with some new ones. And, of course, immediately Steph and I scolded them and said, well, but what about the little tiny ones? You know, us guys shooting the 4- and 5-inch holes. You know, we shoot 4- and 5-inch holes so the crappie can't turn around because, you know, we know their hooks better. And we want all the advantage we can get.
Yep.
Jack told us next year there's a 4-inch.
We're going to hold them to it.
XL handle.
So it's long.
Long handle, so you ain't got to stoop way over. That's going to be a nice little dipper.
That's going to be nice.
But check your local bait shop for some K&E new stuff. Get out there, rattle it up. Stocking stuffers for the kids. I mean, these are affordable.
Stay away from 10-inch holes. 8's all you need.
If you got kids the size of Chad's, stay away from 10-inch holes. You might lose a kid.
Yeah.
It
hurts your knees.
Oh, yeah. All right. Especially something else if you go further.
Especially if you drill a phantom hole where you just rest your auger in a hole and you leave those little potholes out there.
Oh, yeah.
Those are horrible.
Park holes, yeah.
There's no fish really in Michigan that you can't get through an 8-inch hole. Unless you're sturgeon fishing, and you might as well just spear for them.
Yep, yep. Call our buddy Stanton. Get on the spearing rig. But now, electronics. We were also talking some electronics. Now, Steph brought out the Cabela's catalog, and I was looking online, and I was...
He's been drooling for years on this one.
I've been dreaming.
Chaz was dreaming, and finally somebody came along and made it.
The Android-based flasher.
It's there.
And our boys at Markham, and a bunch of us here, you know, I know Chad's got at least one. Steph's probably got about 7 Markhams. And
I got 2.
Oh, you got 2?
So is Steph. Steph has 1.
And I think he's got 3.
Yeah, show down.
1.5 Markhams.
1.5, okay. you know, and I love my LX5. But they came out with an Android-based unit, and it's got a lot of potential on it. Chad's a little scared of it because it's got, like, a HD TV for a screen.
It's too big.
He's afraid the guys, you know, the Russians are going to spot him from satellite because he knows the Russians are spying on him for the
World Isolation GPS coordinates.
Oh, yeah, they're going to hack his Android and get his coordinates. And
there would be somebody trying to do that.
Lowjack him, track him along. Rory's been fishing.
He's all nervous.
The guy to my left will probably do that this year.
I probably might.
The guy across the table has the technology to do it.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's a lot of good new flashers out there. I saw that Hummingbird put out their new 688, which is a GPS combo. It's not Android-based, so I'm not quite as excited about that. But I have put out the word to our buddy Brandon, who does the MI... Frostbite series. He's got a good fishing buddy who's a Hummingbird rep, and I says, you know, I'd be willing to test drive one of those for you for, you know, I don't know, 3 months, 4 months.
Get you a demo unit.
Yeah, I just got to check it out for you, and I'll write a great review. I'll tell all of the guys that listen to MIIs guys all about it and stuff. Now, Anthony, what was the one you had, the Lowrance, you were a little excited about?
Yeah, the Elite 5 or even the Elite 4, but I was more excited for some other Markham units.
Yeah, some of those Markham.
Yeah, the Pan Cam is actually what I thought was coolest as far as electronics coming out this year.
All right, lay down the Pan Cam for us.
Well, the Pan Cam, it's just, you can have multiple units all on your Android or iPhone, and... it pans from left to right just from...
You can swipe it with your finger.
Swipe it left to right on your phone.
Go to a different camera.
Yep, it'll turn 360, and then you can have up to three or four units. I'm not sure, but
now they laughed at me when I said that I was going to put driveway alerts out around my deer stand. You're going to do the essentially the same thing. The next software upgrade is going to say, "Ooh, fish," and beep. Change.
Oh yeah. Yep. Well, that's what the RT9 does. You can have three different flashers hooked to that unit. Oh, the fish are over in that hole now. Go over there. Boom. Oh, they're back over here. Remember how those fish move around a lot on us?
Oh, they move on us. We're going to... There's going to be a way.
If it was a six, I'd be buying one, but I just don't want the nine.
Mm-hmm. Well, Chad's... Well, maybe they can put a HUD on it for
it's
you.
It's got an 8-inch screen.
Maybe they get you a set of sunglasses.
It might tip my bucket over with that big a screen on the front of it.
Well, I can duct tape 3 inches off for you, so you're not as...
The things we worry about when we're on the ice.
Yeah, if it was a six, I'd already have one.
Well, the next step will be, it'll be a heads-up display. It'll be in your sunglasses. And
take a lesson from the Air Force.
Well, if we're going to take a lesson from the Air Force, we might as well just sit there and send the remote control quad out to go just catch our fish. We'll sit inside.
Well, that's no fun.
Yeah, that's no fun. And I'm in the market this year for a new flasher anyhow, so I'm kind of in between the Markhams and the FL28 right now.
Yeah, 28 was really nice. I got that one last year. So if you want to borrow it and check it out, go for it.
Yeah, I definitely might do that.
We just need that RT9 loaner.
That's the deposit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, there's a lot of cool things out there, guys. And there's, I saw that Strike Master even had a couple of new models coming out. There's some not a whole lot of new technology in an auger. I mean, you're gonna drill a hole.
Yeah, not really. Not too much new from the way of augers, but there's like a lot of new reels coming out.
They're pushing
rods.
The clamp plate pretty hard.
The clamp
hard,
plate's
so.
Pretty, yeah. It's still doing pretty yeah. good.
And then the ion went to a 40 volt.
Oh, so the big electric, yeah.
I see the Nils is being more packable.
Yeah.
You can They're making it. A breakdown.
And switch it from
that one breaks down different heights, and then the good old Tanaka, that one's hard to beat.
Yeah, so the guys, there's a whole lot of new things out there, and one of the things I want to share with you is that there's a lot of ice fishing shows coming up. Check your local sporting goods shop. A lot of them are having a ice night. I know we're going to be at a couple.
Yeah, check our My Ice Guys page out, and we'll post our seminars out there that we're
We're in the next segment. We're going to touch base on a few of those seminars.
Probably if you're in Minnesota, like St. Paul, I might be there too. The beginning, first weekend of December.
Chad gets lost all the time. Well, that means he's not with us on the other one.
What's the ice fishing?
It's the world's largest ice fishing show.
Yeah.
It's like 180,000 people go through it. Two floors.
So it's a good chance for him to pick us up a demo.
Yeah, you can pick us up a demo and a sponsor. But anyway, guys, we're going to take a quick break. We got to refill our beers. I see Steph's out of beer. And we're going to come back. We're going to talk about some of the upcoming shows around West Michigan that we're going to be at, and even a couple in Northern Michigan. Chad might expound on his planned trip to Minnesota. And go to the website, guys. Check out that ice map. Put little stuff in there, especially for early ice. It's going to be an awesome, awesome year. We got big plans, but we're going to be right back. MIIceGuys.com.
Hey, when I'm heading out fishing, I want to grab me a couple of beers. I like to have pop top off one. And my choice is Schmoe's. Bone Crusher, Treasure Chest, Hop Knocker if you dare. Amber Teas, IPA, and Pale Ale. Grab the Brewer's Six. It'll do you well out on the ice, and you can even share with your pals. So stop by your local bottle shop and grab some Schmoes. See you out there on the ice, guys. Drive safe.
Hey, we're back from beer break, and hope you got a fresh one in your hand, or maybe you're sitting out in the blind and... gonna sack a big one.
Hey, we gotta get
it. Yeah, it's dark here, but hopefully you'll see some deer. Don't tell anybody you were out.
With that night vision scope.
All right, the beers are setting in, but hey, we wanted to talk real quick about seminars that are coming up. If you haven't been to an ICE seminar, now the seminars are usually held in conjunction with a show or a discount night at one of the sporting goods shops. It's an excellent opportunity to go out, maybe find a new fishing buddy, but also gain a little knowledge, get a deal on some new equipment. And I know we had an absolute blast last year over. Scotty from Allen Bob's had us over, and we had a wonderful time. And our buddies, the grilling guys.
Yep.
Oh, they're already, Scott told me, and Jop told me, that the guys have been sticking arrows in deer to get venison for this night. So there's going to be venison. I don't know how much. And I hear there's going to be fish. They're going to run some fish through the smoker. So we're going to have some good eats. We're going to have some beer. And you'll get to hear the MI Ice guys telling you a little bit live and in person about some of our tournament style tricks, some of our hole hopping tricks. You've got Chad Schaub, the master of the hole, who drills 7 million holes to make the ice sink.
He's the fish whisperer.
Fish whisperer. Oh, yes.
I'm making sure they have plenty of oxygen in the water. You don't want that ice to get too thick and freeze out. Got to drill enough holes.
You guys, if you guys ever go down the rabbit hole of YouTube, Chad was just yelling at me that we've got to post, and I will post, some videos of him out there teaching you palm rods and the proper way to hand drill a hole. Because when he and Anthony are doing the worlds, they have to hand drill everything. There's no electronics. There's no cheating. These guys, you threw out your shoulder last year, didn't you?
Yeah, it was pretty ugly.
How deep was the ice?
Well, it was, north of Rhineland or Rhineland or Wisconsin, like 3 feet ice. But there's a lot of slush in there, so it was stopping power augers, breaking electric drills, stopping a power auger in its track. And I bent a handle on a hand auger.
Anthony
didn't have a lot of fun either, but it was miserable.
No, it was not a lot of fun.
And that was the breaking point of the almighty Schaub?
Well, I had a bum shoulder anyway. Oh, it's just okay. Real bum now.
Did your wife take care of that for you?
I did some physical therapy, but it was steelhead season. I just couldn't make it every time.
Oh, my God. But, you know, when you come out to these seminars, you're going to hear these wild stories. We'll enjoy sharing time with you even after the seminar. But you're going to pick up some tricks.
Maybe we'll have Anthony come this year. Have some new one out there. Some new voice out there for you.
Oh, yeah.
We can hackle him a little bit. He said he was going to be in the crowd to give it to us, but I think we'll reverse and put him on stage, and I'll hop in the crowd.
All right.
Let me see that jig box.
Well, you'll know Anthony because he's the follically challenged of us.
It's hard for me to grow hair. That's true.
Well, at least you got it better on your chin than Schaub does.
Oh, come on.
But anyway, Allen Bob's is coming up on the 4th of December. It's going to be a Thursday night. I think we're getting in there about 6 o'clock, and we're going to do a little talk with everybody. Our good buddy Jack Horning from K&E, he's going to bring some gifts.
Yeah, it's a great time to bring your kids out, too. We give giveaways to the kids and at the seminar, so it's a good time to bring them out and introduce them to ice fishing.
Well, I know that
we could raffle off a day with fishing with Anthony, maybe.
Oh, hey, we could do that.
That would be fun.
I got tickets. Yeah,
a USA team member.
Oh yes. Yeah,
or
oh,
maybe yeah. All of us. You know, maybe we'd do something
all
like
three
that.
Of us.
You drill a hole, man. You know, the four of us might show up, unless I got to go make beer. But anyway, so December 4th, put that on your calendars, and we're going to put all these on the MI Ice Guys, and then the 6th and the 7th, we're going to be down in Kalamazoo. So if you're listening in Southern Michigan. DNR Sports, last year we had an absolute blast in this two-day thing. They take the back building at DNR, if you've been down there to get parts for your bass boat or whatever, they took that back building and they totally took the front section of it there and set up displays like you wouldn't believe and had deals. The K&E guys had deals. Chad was manning the HT booth and...
there was good deals.
Thank you. There were great deals. Yeah.
It turns into an ice fishing mega mart.
Oh, my God.
Everything.
It was a feeding frenzy.
Yeah, these guys were giving away my stuff.
It was a feeding frenzy of equipment.
You go to the bathroom for 5 minutes and half your display is gone.
So I was like, what'd you guys do? Hey, advertising.
It was an absolutely wonderful time. So Alan Bob's is a definite, the 6th and 7th, that's a Saturday and Sunday. And that one's during the day. I think they start that one on, what, about 10 in the morning, and we're done about 5, 6 at 9 or something?
Something like that. I'll probably be in St. Paul doing the St. Paul Ice Show in Minnesota. It's two floors, and there's every vendor.
Is that in the Mall of America?
No, it's right beside the...
It's like the Ice Mall of America?
Kind of.
Pretty much.
What hockey team do they got?
The Wild.
It shares a building with the Wild.
Oh, so you're out in the night? Do they let you drill holes?
I think they might frown on that.
That's one of my favorite jokes ever about the old two stodgies drilling holes on the rink.
But there's ridiculous deals, and like 180,000 people go through it.
So if you're retired and want to take the pilgrimage, head on over there to St. Paul. Now, we're also putting a shout-out to the guys at Cabela's because, you know, obviously they're a big name in sporting goods, and they're here in Grand Rapids now. They're around the state and such. And the MI Ice Guys, we're in negotiations right now with talking to them about having a little day down there as well. And then we always have our day up in Clare at Jay's and meet up with a couple of our buddies, Keith Stanton and Bill Ferris, and do a whole bunch of seminars in the one day. It's a great thing. If you haven't been to Jay's, Jay's is like the superstore of
the North.
It is awesome. So, you know, we've got a lot of cool things. And coming in and getting to spend time, not only just sitting in the audience and listening to these things, but after we're done, we chat everybody up. I mean, if you come up and talk to us, we're going to tell you stories, answer your questions.
Most shows are better the more questions you ask.
Yep.
Yeah, because we run out of things to say because they don't usually let us drink. Alan Bob's they do, but... Yeah.
The more questions, the better. If you want to learn stuff, ask it.
We can even touch base with Gander Mountain here on 28th Street.
They might have something. But, you know, for those of you that are living out there in the great Michigan outdoors, and maybe you own a little bait shop and you want the MI Ice Guys to come over, feel free to get a hold of us. All you got to do is email us at report@miiceguys.com. We'll talk to you about what we can do to help set up. Maybe 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 of us show up. Who knows?
Shoot us any question you like. No question too big, too small.
And anybody else, as Steph said, we've got Ask an Ice Guy out there. You know, I had one guy tell me, I got 3 different answers. Well, that's because it went to 3 of us. It was actually really remarkable because Chad barely ever answers anything.
My wife changes my password all the time on my email. It's hard.
It is a crazy life we live, and we are looking so forward to getting out on the ice. I mean, I think we could go on. You guys want to set the bet today on when the first walkable ice? We got to pick a lake. What's the lake going to be?
Well, we don't want to list these lakes.
No, I mean just a generic.
Maybe
we'll
some.
Let's say Reed's Lake.
The UP in like 2 weeks.
Say Muskellunge. Okay.
That's a little later. I'd say more like. Let's see.
Muskellunge is up there in Truefent.
I'd say maybe Brockway over by Lakeview is a pretty good, pretty early. It's small. Yeah. You're looking up for your small.
Some of the
Canadian Lakes chain. Canadian Lakes is probably the first one around.
Smaller lakes up by Cadillac.
Yeah.
Okay, so Canadian Lakes chain. What's your date going to be, Chad?
Beginning of December, I'm hoping for.
Because beginning of December, like before the ice shows?
Yeah, I was on the ice. I went up to Lake St. Helen last year. I'd probably say like a couple days after Thanksgiving, and they had 4 or 5 inches.
All right. Anthony, what are you thinking? Canadian Lakes chain.
I was convinced we'd be on the ice by December 10th, but now... After looking at the extended forecast, did it?
Yeah, it's cold.
I'm going to stick with my December 10th.
December 10th, Canadian Lakes chain. What are you saying, Steph?
I'm thinking more like the middle of December, December 15th.
All right, I'm going to go with the 13th. It's a Saturday, and I think that, you know, Steph and I are going to be in the truck driving around going, yep, yep, yep. We can take a few steps.
I'll just drive till there's ice.
Drive north till you got good ice, and then post it.
I might find the UP.
And then post it on the website.
I have to cross a bridge.
Yeah, I'm
take,
not scared of that.
Take your $4.
It's probably $6 now, I think.
Yeah. It went both up. Ways. It's $3 both ways, isn't it?
No, it's $4 one way.
$4.
Is it only $4 one way? I don't know. I pay too many tolls.
I did UP Beer Fest. It's $4 each way.
Yeah.
Yeah, to cross the Big Mac. You know, you got to pay the fee to get in the promised land.
I did look at Newberry's weather yesterday, and I think the warmest it gets is like 30 in the next 2 weeks.
Nice.
A lot of teens, so.
I've got a spy in Calumet. He said there was skim ice this morning.
Yep.
So
I'm good with that.
I've got a beer distributor up there now. So
I'll go in 2 weeks if there's ice. I don't care. We'll go tomorrow if there's ice.
I'll leave tomorrow.
All right, guys. Well, we're the MI Ice guys, and we're kind of.
Itching at the.
I'm ready.
Itching to get out on the ice. It's for damn sure.
My God, everybody out here is just like ready to get on the ice. We got to go shoot some deer.
My stuff isn't ready, but I am.
Yeah, I'm deer. I don't.
We'll shoot a couple of deer. We'll get some deer in the freezer, and then it's ice season.
Head north.
So, guys, remember, stay tuned to MIIceGuys.com. Get those dates on your calendar for some of those ice shows, and hopefully we'll get to see you. We may even make it over to the Novi show and get to meet as many of you as possible. Hook up with our guys over at K&E and our guys at Chappell. And we're going to be right back, and we're going to kind of wrap this thing up and lock and load and get ready for deer season. So we'll be right back. How would you like your business to be part of MI Ice Guys? We're always looking for sponsors to help us pay the bills, get us out there on the ice a little more, and get you the exposure you need. Whether your business is related to ice fishing, or you just think that ice fishermen would like to know about you, drop us a line at report@miiceguys.com, and we'll get you in contact with the right people to see what we can do to work together. Once again, that's miiceguys.com, and you can contact us there at any time. The MI Ice Guys are just having one crazy, crazy little episode. We're all really got the ice fever going on. We got a little buck fever going in with it, but the ice fever is probably taking over our souls on this one. So, tournaments. We got some tournaments that we need to get you guys talking about and thinking about and putting on your calendar. Chad, what's your hot one in Michigan? No more North Dakota crap, all right?
Well, I guess it's got to be Croton, the NAFC.
NAFC and Croton, you're going to be right there outside the Driftwood Burger?
Yeah, one of those places. We don't know which side. I've been trying to get him to do Hardy, though. I've been talking to Jack, the runner of the guy that runs the NAFC. Trying to get him to go to Hardy instead of Crowley. We'll see what happens.
That'd be cool. What about you, Anthony?
Oh, in Michigan, I gotta say Croton as well, but that's only because I love the NIFC.
That and Hamlin doesn't always happen.
Yeah, Hamlin doesn't always happen, but I am excited for the Midwest Open as well.
Now, the Midwest Open, that's February
1st.
February 1st, that's...
Knutson's tournament.
Hold it. Is that Super Bowl weekend?
It could be.
I don't know, but no. Ice fishing over
the Super Bowl of ice fishing.
Yes, yeah. Super Bowl of ice fishing.
I think the grand prize is $20,000. Yeah, first place.
Now, do you have your spot yet?
I don't.
He wants to go down.
So we're gonna go down and do a little side imaging.
Yep.
Little leakage. I wasn't gonna tell anybody, but
yeah. Well, you know,
hopefully Steph will play along and we'll get a side image, and I'll have some weed beds to look at.
That polar craft just sets there most of the time. Yeah. So
that's a beautiful boat, though. I gotta say,
I'll tell you, I'm posting a couple of pictures of strictly just zoomed in on what we graphed. I'm not gonna show any landmarks.
No GPS coordinates.
No, I'm not giving all that away.
Oh, why not?
Get your own buddy with a polar craft. Or follow me out on the ice.
Yeah, that's what I planned on.
I'll just let you drill the holes, a couple, and then I'll come out and fish.
Hey, we got you a drill. You're fine.
I drill a lot of holes.
He drills a lot of holes.
Yeah. I usually drill till that guy gets mad out there, and then I drill some more because I know he's mad.
What, you mean Dale?
No, whoever's there.
No, just whoever's there.
Whoever's
if
there.
Somebody gets mad, gives me a dirty look when I'm drilling, I'm going to drill twice as many. just to let you know.
So we got the Hamlin tournament that we're going to be looking at this year as well.
I don't think Hamlin's going.
You don't think Hamlin's going to go this year?
I don't think Hamlin's going anymore.
That bites, man. Wow. We've got a free place to stay up there.
No doubt.
They make us breakfast.
And dinner.
And dinner. Well, we usually bring back dinner, but
yeah, true.
Well, you got the Frostbite series, you got Croton, you got the Midwest.
Now the Frostbite series, that's going to be a fun one. That's West Michigan based, but they haven't named their lakes and dates yet. They're promising me that they're going to have that out before the 1st of December, and publish those on their new website. If you haven't seen the new website, it's mifrostbiteseries.com. They're going to be, go ahead and subscribe on that page. There's a little subscribe. You put in your email and boom, it'll email you when new information gets posted on that. They're going to put out the schedule. They're going to do some cool things with the tournament. They're adding some staff to up their game on the weigh-in and things. You know, last year was their first year and they learned a lot, and they learned a lot of mistakes they were making. So I know we had fun a couple of times that we went out with them. It is a walking tournament, so you don't need to have quads and all that kind of stuff to it. And they're being a little more careful this year about some of the lakes that they're picking that are more walkable. You know, not the
2 mile one way.
Yeah, the Wabasas.
The Wabasas journey.
The journey, okay. Or that's almost as big as the big white fish into the wind.
The Wabasas bigger.
But Wabasas, yeah, Wabasas. Yeah.
Wabasas is bigger.
There was 18 inches of fresh snow.
Yeah, last year was
terrible.
Record book for a lot of things.
Does Justin have another little series going, or hasn't he done that?
The Michigan Panfish League, he was talking about doing and starting, but I haven't heard much on. Yeah, I know he's got some dates out there, but I'm not sure on everything.
Well, when you get that information, Anthony, shoot it over to me, and I'll make sure I get that up on miiceguys.com.
I try to get Shab in shape for the Worlds by having him pull me on Wabasas Lake in the sled.
That ain't gonna
happen.
Fishing
spot and back.
Not gonna happen.
Well, you can put him on, you know, you and I can both jump in one of those big, the big Chappelle
XL. Magnum, yeah.
What, so three of us can just sit there waiting for a pod?
Drill a hole off the side and fish right there.
Because that thing ain't gonna move unless a truck hooks up to it.
We'll call that trolling.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's a lot of good tournaments. And for those of you that think you got your act together, got some good stuff. They're economical. Some of these tournaments are very economical. Now, of course, the Knutson's won the Open. You got to earn your spot into that, but that's a big money game. But Frostbite Series is affordable. Panfish, I think that's pretty affordable.
It's affordable. But the Michigan or the Midwest Open, you can actually win your way into that one if you fish the Croton tournament with the NAIFC.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So
that's about $100 a man.
They take the top five?
Yep, top five gets into the Knutson's tournament. So,
and if you haven't done tournament fishing before, I know Steph and I have done where we call what we call shadowing, where the judges come over and say, where's your number? We're not in the tournament.
We're just fishing.
Well, you should be. You're catching more fish than those guys.
Never fails.
You learn a lot by losing. It sucks to lose, but you learn a lot.
That is a very true statement.
Yeah. And you meet a lot of great fishermen out there on the ramp.
Yeah, it's a lot different group than your bass fishermen.
Ice fishermen are
they're a lot
really
more forthcoming.
To help.
Yeah.
They might not give you their first or second spot, but they'll point you in the right direction to get you on fish.
And
to
especially fish, when they're done with the lake, they'll tell you everything.
Oh, yeah.
Unless we're coming back next year.
Oh, most of us don't hope.
Yeah, I do
too.
Oh,
they'll
confess
the rest of
the year. I'm just kidding. Yeah.
They change from year to year.
Yeah.
But, you know, guys, it's going to be a great season. We've seen the weather changing. We've seen how fast the leaves dropped. We've seen the winds come down. They're talking polar vortex, you know, the Russian gaseous excursion of frosty stuff that's going to come down and chill us all down here over the opening weekend of deer season.
Perfect.
I hear polar vortex and get excited. That's
Yeah. I mean, it's
everything's Arctic blast this.
Yes.
Give us still water and Lord, let it freeze.
Yes.
We're the MI Ice guys. Remember, as you are getting out there, be very safe, be very cautious, and look forward to our next episode when we're going to talk a little ice fishing safety, how not to kill yourself or your buddy. and make it back to tell Wild Tales down at the bar about these things. Make sure that you're using that ice map that we've put out there and post when you see ice. Skim ice is just, I mean, it's like dough sent to a buck, man. We're on it. Everybody wants to smell and hear and find everything out. So, guys, I guess we're going to say goodbye.
Yep.
Thanks for having you guys taking time to come down, drink a beer with me, and talk a little ice fishing.
Good luck deer hunting.
Yep, good luck, and thanks for having me.
So we will talk to you guys next time. MIIceGuys.com.
Welcome to Michigan Ice Guys, podcasting to help you fish hard water better.